This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. It is political season, and the campaigns for all sorts of offices are in full swing. With a late entry of former governor, Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson for the Senate, generating money for the campaign becomes an issue. To help, Johnson put $100,000 of his own money into the campaign, and that may not be the last of his money in the race. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
According to Joe Hunter, Johnson's communications director, Johnson believes in using his own finances when possible. He has gotten a lot of small-dollar donations from people since he announced, but he's not out for the big donors. Johnson's money can be put to use for advertising and other campaign operations. Compared with Martin Heinrich, though, the Democrat and incumbent, Johnson is way behind. Heinrich has about $4 million in the pot. The Republican candidate, Mick Rich, is also way behind Heinrich in money, saying he has about $200,000. The money issue will be interesting. More after this. Change of topic. UNM, one of our perennial favorite good news, bad news topics, is on the good news side. A new study, according to the Albuquerque Journal, says the university has a $3.1 billion economic output annually. $3.1 billion, with a big B. Most of that comes from operational spending. The study, which is interesting, also considered the effect of alumni on the economy, student spending, and technology transfer. New president Garnet Stokes said in a press conference about the study that UNM is the state's most valuable asset. The study was done by research assistant Professor Kelly O'Donnell with money from the New Mexico Gas Company. He said in the study the university produced 25,000 jobs and $3.5 billion in annual employee compensation in fiscal year 2017. But then the annual budget is $3 billion, and, of course, that gets spent, and mostly on personnel costs. Most of the money, which has the impact on the economy, comes from within New Mexico's borders, but just over $1 billion is from out of state. That becomes an interesting factor in discussing the economic value, since in most cases using domestic money is simply recirculating what's already here and not creating new sources. The $1.1 billion of foreign, out-of-state money has a bigger effect. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
While the news is great for both UNM and the state, it hasn't mitigated the effect of the region's decision on the sports, and the timing, we suspect, is partly to offset that negative press. Whatever the reasons, UNM is a major driving economic force and should be recognized as such. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.